It is August in Washington, which comes with some perks. There's lighter traffic and restaurant week. Mm-hmm. Over 200 of the area's really great restaurants will be offering three-course meals for really great prices.
Well, so if you've been saving that extraordinary bottle of wine for a special night, you might want to bring it to dinner with you. But there are a few things you need to know before you do it. And joining us, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, the wine of the week. Scott, this I didn't know. There's only one part of our area where you can bring your own wine. What's up with that?
That's right. Washington, D.C., Montgomery County and Northern Virginia really frown upon it. Matter of fact, in Montgomery County, it's just an absolute no-no. So in Washington, D.C., there is a corkage policy. They do allow you to bring in your own wine, but it is a courtesy that they extend. It is a privilege, not a right.
So in D.C., you can do it. So if I want to do it in D.C., how do I proceed, sir?
Well, what I like to do is I always call ahead to the restaurant, let them know that I'm bringing in a bottle or two of a special wine just to make sure they don't have it on their wine list, because that's a no-no. If the wine list, if the restaurant has the wine that you want to bring in on their list, etiquette dictates that you buy it off their list. Now, if you have a very special bottle, generally older vintages are not on restaurant wine lists, then they usually encourage you to bring it in. And there may or may not be a corkage. It depends.
Well, now, how much is a corkage fee usually in a restaurant?
Well, it's supposed to be no more than $25 by district regulation and a maximum of two bottles. But, you know, if you share your wine with the waiter, maybe send a glass back to the chef, somehow those corkage fees don't show up on your check from time to time.
So do you need to bring one bottle or two, Scott?
I usually like to bring one or two because I never know what I'm going to eat, so I like to hedge my bets. But I also, out of courtesy to the restaurant, usually buy a bottle off of the list as a thank you.
Oh, that's good. Now, what about the sommelier? How do they generally, how do sommeliers feel about this sort of thing?
Well, if you bring in your own wine and you try to send it back, I don't think they really they might be upset. But sommeliers, if it's a really special bottle, they get it. They really do, and they understand, and they're as excited about opening the wine and trying it as you are.
All right, so if I want to bring a fine bottle of wine that I really can't afford at a restaurant, I just need to call ahead and see if I can do that.
Absolutely.
In D.C.
And they usually are very accommodating and very nice. And try it. It's restaurant week. Starts August 16th. It's too hot to cook. Go out.
All right. Scott Greenberg, Washington Examiner wine columnist for our wine of the week. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search wine of the week.